What's up, everyone? This is Press X Star Podcast, and we are reacting to PlayStation State of Play. Press X is here to seek to transform the video game media landscape through an underserved and protected point of view, restorative justice for the underrepresented programmers, developers, and consumers. I am your host today, DJ, aka Sexy Bad Choices, aka Baby Daddy, aka Did You Know? Oh, there was something good. I don't have it right now. You know what? I'm going to give you an IOU. I'll come at you in our next episode.
I am Sean MF Ross.
What the MF stand for?
There ain't shit on Game Pass that I'm interested in.
Jesus.
That's a conversation from before the show started.
AKA, I don't say it yet.
Okay. Can't wait till you do, though. Can't wait till you do.
And I am Avery Williams, I guess. I think I'm trying to get away with it. It's been extremely unsuccessful as of yet. They know who they are. They're not letting me get away with it. I'm just going to leave it at that.
And with that being said, as I said, we are here to watch this state of play. And that is what we are about to do. But actually, before we do that, I just want to let you know that this is, of course, a video podcast. This will also be an audio podcast. And for the people who are listening to this, you're not going to hear this part. You're just going to hear our actual review of the state of play. So if you actually like to watch our reactions to this,
make see sure what we're seeing. Out. Look through our open your third Press XI.
Yes, exactly. Make sure you do that by going to our YouTube. Oh my gosh, he did it.
Open up your third eye, brother.
I'm not going to tell you what he did because you have to see it.
Wow.
Yep.
Yo, I was not expecting that.
Avery wasn't here for those.
a part of me is very culturally offended, I guess.
With that being said, we'll leave you on a cliffhanger as we watch the state of play. Let's go. So we just watched the state of play, and now it's time to give our review. We are a person short because Sean had to go. Hopefully everything is good for him. All right, so Avery, what was your standout moment for this, of the show?
My standout for me was Death Stranding Director's Cut. Mm-hmm. In my head, like I knew after seeing what the Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut was, in my head I was like, okay, we're going to get updated and whatnot. We're going to get a couple of interesting things, but I don't think we're going to get much. And then they showed off what was in it. And I'm like, oh, this is a substantial amount of extra content to justify a game that I think still should be $60 to be $70 right now. Right, so I'm like, right, yeah. Okay, I'm actually super interested. And then they said, also, not only are we adding all this cool stuff to it, but there are going to be extra story missions as well. And as someone who really vibes with the story of Death Stranding, this is something I might jump back into, but yeah. My only question is, and I have the thing with the ghost question is, mm-hmm. What about my PS4 save file?
And yeah, what about my PS4 kind of trophies? Absent from their stuff that they were talking about. Yeah, that's actually a good question to see, like if that file actually transfers, or if it's just
like if I can just, because I had 100% Death Stranding, if I can just take that save file, slide into the game, and go from there, I am 100% down. I will spend this money because I love this game. I want to play more of it. But if I have to just put another 100 hours into this game, I'm like, okay, this may be something I'll pick up later in this generation. There's nothing.
For Death Stranding, is there a new game plus in that game?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. Because like that was one thing that I was thinking about, like Ghost, was like, I know there's new game plus, so in my mind, I was like thinking, okay, well, maybe they will let you transfer your save, but then the new game plus will have all the new features plus the weapons and stuff that you've unlocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. My standout moment, I'm actually pretty surprised by the showing of a lot of these games. Like, I think the Death Stranding thing was a big surprise for me because they added a lot of content that I would have never guessed, like the fragile circuit. Like,
yeah, I was like, okay, that is like a lot of it seems like a lot of ideas that Kojima wanted, like from what I can tell about these director's cut, especially from now and what we're seeing, a lot of it seems to be content that was prototyped and set up, and the team never really got a chance to flesh them out because they wanted to finish the game and get it coming out of the door. But they had all this stuff, I had all these ideas, and said, so he's like, cool, here's more money to flesh out these things so right. we can sell it as a director's cut.
Right. But I think if I were to land on it, I'm going to say Deathloop, which is funny because we've seen this game like 50 times at this point. But yeah. I actually really enjoyed the showing of it because they showed a lot of gameplay. They showed a lot of different things you can do in the environment and how some of the equipment and weapons work. And you actually got to hear a little bit of the story between the two main characters, which was cool because we thought it was like, oh, no, it must be just like a person he's talking to that's going to help him figure this whole thing out. But then at the end, you realize that it's actually his rival or, I guess, ex-girlfriend or something.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was really cool. So what did you think this was lacking? How could it have been better?
Okay, are we talking about the state of play or Deathloop itself?
No, state of play.
Okay, so we're in an era of video game showcases where everything is so transparent that you always want to meter your expectations before going into an event, especially when they come out and say, hey, this is what X, Y, and Z, this is what we're going to plan now. They came in and said, we're going to show you 9 minutes of Deathloop. I'm going to show you a bunch of third party and indie titles that are going to show up on the console. And if I just look at the content that was shown here, I'm like, this is a pretty solid and interesting conference. Like, for the most part, every game they showed, I was like, huh, this is very interesting. Some of them I'm like, I'm very interested. I would check out this game. In terms of like bombshell announcements, there was none. So this is, for me, this is very clearly indicates that the Sony, what we're getting for the end of the year from Sony is what we're getting from the end of the year. I don't think there's going to be any big surprises beyond whether Horizon actually ships this year or gets pushed to next year.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking at the content of these tiles in this state of play. I'm like, oh, these are like, it's a good showing for most of these titles. Like, I didn't really, outside of, and the only times that I had a dip in interest were just when it came to a title that didn't interest me, but I think all in all had a pretty good showing.
Nothing really
outside of Deathloop's 9 minutes, nothing else like took too much time and became too much of an like eyesore, like, oh, we should move on from this.
Yeah, like I'm of agreement with you. Like, I don't think there wasn't anything that really lacked in this. I guess it was just a little safe. Maybe if they did have one more thing kind of surprise where we just see a development trailer or like just like a little teaser thing of something that's going to be released late 2022 or something. Just so it's just like, oh, this is new and we just didn't know about this at all.
Yeah, like that's where my expectations are metered. Like that no point did it indicate, like they came out and said,
right,
we're not going to talk about our VR. We're not, none of our big first parties are going to come out to this. So in my head, me thinking of
like a surprise or something,
you a surprise, not just to do it. Me hyping myself up.
Yeah,
for something.
Yeah. Like I would say that like when it came to the games that I was just like, I don't think I'm going to buy this. It was still interesting to watch it because it was like, oh, okay. Now at least I understand a bit more of it, especially like Jet the Far Shore like that. I still don't completely understand that game, but at least I know more of it now than I did before. So
yeah.
All right. So overall, you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's not a waste of time, per se.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of, did you need to watch this day to play? No, you didn't, unless you're on the fence about Deathloop, and then it's worth watching. But otherwise, it was a good state of play. It was a good state of play. I'm hoping that Sony has more to talk about for the rest of the year, because they did talk about in press and stuff that they're going to have updates on some of their other stuff for the rest of the summer. So hopefully there's more content to talk about going forward.
Yeah, I'm also hopeful that they have another one of these by the end of the year that's showing a bit more like further into the future. Like, overall, I did enjoy the show too. I think when it comes to the question of, do you need to watch this? I think you should look at the list of games and see if that is interested to you.
Yeah, that's better than the last
trailer.
Yeah.
Cause like some of these games like Sifu, of course I need to see this. The Demon Slayer thing was a weird addition.
Yeah, that was the only moment where I felt like this was the jump force of this press conference where I'm like,
right,
you're getting into an audience that frankly you shouldn't.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree.
And it was Sifu. Sifu looked cool, but they didn't show me anything more than they showed me in its original release.
Right, right. I would like to see more of that story. If there's a story, it could just be like, yeah, you're just beating up people until you get old and die, and then you do it all again. Yeah. But yeah, I'm hoping that there is more to that than what we've seen. So yeah, I think I might actually look at that arcade Genden game and see what that's about.
That was a game where like my interest in that game vacillated from super low to super high in like a short period of time. And I was like, okay, this is a weird arcade Genden dumb title, whatever. Look at it, oh, interesting art style. Oh, characters a little. Okay, it's a third-person shooter that looks a lot like in a third-person shooter in the type of arcade shooter that Returnal is.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is really cool. And it has a sort of vibe of its world has a Hyperscape / Fortnite vibe.
Yeah.
And the characters and aesthetic have a like cyberpunk Splatoon vibe. I'm like,
right.
If this game doesn't cost money, I will 100% play. This game is $20, and a bunch of my friends say, "Yo, we're all playing arcade again. You should jump on. You just jump in." I'm like, "Fuck it, let's do it. Let's click some heads."
I'm right there with you. Like, I definitely feel like that is a game that could be a really fun time, or it could just be something that we talk about once and we just don't see.
This is that arcade game looks like a perfect PlayStation Plus game.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so. Just to wrap this up, how would you rate this state of play out of 10?
Okay, without any quote-unquote Sony Pony personal bias of, ooh, Sony for the press conference, I say this is a 7.
Yep, I'm right there with you. I'm actually at a 7 as well, yeah. All right, well, that's it. This is going to come out very soon, so we'll be talking a bit more about this during the regular podcast. So this has been a Press X to Start podcast reacts to the Sony State of Play for July. We hope you enjoyed this, listening to this or watching this as much as we enjoyed doing this. In case you missed any of this, you can find any of this and more on our website at pressxnumber2start.com. I think I nailed that. You take care, be safe, and peace out.
Peace. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.